Welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. Today we're connecting to the alchemy of food and the word ease with our food. Being that we are switching over to summer in the northern hemisphere and winter in the southern hemisphere, the time of summer for those that are going to be experiencing it is a time to move around, have activity, gatherings, vacations, exploration, and a beautiful time to create. So while a lot of the focus might be on play, remember this is a wonderful time to explore your yang energy and put some focus on work, business, creation. It'll yield great rewards when you connect to it during this time of year. The element is fire and there's passion there. So take that passion and stay focused on that which you are birthing and creating. In addition, if you're in the southern hemisphere and you're going into winter, this is a time to welcome in that yin energy, receptive energy, listening and being, and still might be an introspective time and a creation time because you're working with that feminine energy. So today with the element of food, I thought we would talk a little bit about how to one, manage the heat of the season, first of all, and how to cook effortlessly. This is a time that actually, if you're in a warm area, you don't want to cook. So if you think about all the fruits and veggies that are available, most are ready to eat. All of them are ready to eat. It's your choice if you want to do something different with them. And if you live in a hot climate, it's really important for you to think about, do you really want to turn the oven on? Do you really want to turn the stove on? And maybe the stove is the only thing that gets turned on. Or would it make more sense to cook over an open fire outside and or eat cool foods, salads, things that have been soaked or maybe cooked in the early morning of the day, roasted, and then put together for later? So we're going to talk a little bit about this and how easy it can be to cook and feed yourself this time of year. In addition, there's a lot of things to choose from, so you can do this mindfully. What I thought we could do is do a little evaluation of where you're at, how the body's feeling, what's going on. I know I had a significant shift with this new moon cycle that just started this week in the yang channel of my body, and really seeing, wow, there really is a calling for movement in my physical body, and also a cleansing, so to speak, of eating the salads and the light foods and the fruits and less warm foods. So checking in with the body, and this is just me personally in this moment in time and space, is really important because that way you can detect if you're starting to go out of balance. You can bring it into balance and know what is going on one way or the other. So what I would love for all of us to do in this moment is to take a deep breath. We're going to connect to the rest of that song by Random Rab and just do a little check-in on the physical body, the mental body, and the emotional body. See where you're at, what you need in this moment. And when we come back, we'll talk about the foods that can help assist keep this element in balance and the things you might want to welcome into your life during the summer season or the winter season, depending where you are when you're listening to this. And then we'll come back and dive in a little bit deeper. Thank you.
the river.
You're able to evaluate and check in where the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body. Imagine if we did this every day. We checked in and said, where am I at? What do I need? And that we were willing to take the time and space to address those needs. A simple way to do this is through food, because this is something we do as a culture, a global culture, every single day as we eat something. So we have the power of choice to decide what we wanted to put into our physical body and how we want to move through the world. And as we go through seasons, you know, the exterior environment is changing and so is our interior environment changing, and we need different things. And it's not by accident, and I've spoke about this before, that Mother Nature provides us with all these different foods year-round. And that's why right now, if you go into the supermarket and you're in specific spots of the northern hemisphere, you will see a lot of berries, cherries, strawberries are about coming to an end, blueberries you're seeing a bunch of different things. And then we'll be having plums and apricots soon enough, peaches, all these different fruits, cooling fruits, really watery and sweet. They're very plentiful. And they are designed to be here this time of year. Those strawberries, which come in springtime and are still lingering on, and unfortunately they produce them year-round, not intended, those provide a beautiful tincture and tonic to the liver and to the blood system. So there's a reason why there aren't so many that you're not meant to do pounds and pounds of them. Just a small amount is really beautiful. Grapes that come in season. So to start to really think about, okay, well, if I was growing something, what would be happening right now? And I know, for instance, that apricots are budding at the tree that's in the neighbor's yard close by, and the plum tree that's canopied in my yard, the grapes that are growing up above. So all these things, tomatoes, which are another fruit, cool fruits that are intended to nourish us, keep us cool, and make it pretty simple to eat, so, and hydrate. So that's the first thing, is just to remember that in the summer we tend to be a little bit warmer. So if inspired, one, you can cut down on the quantity you eat. That's going to make you feel a lot more comfortable. And the same applies to the winter season. We can eat warmer, heavier foods, but don't eat so much because your activity level might be lower. So you're hot, you're running around, you're exercising, exploring different things outdoors. Eat lighter. So what it might look like, your trajectory of your day as you get up, you might have something light. You might just start with liquids, teas, water with lemon. You might just start out with that, coffee, if you can, your system tolerates it. Then you might go into, okay, you know what, I could handle maybe a light little parfait with fruit, fresh fruit, maybe some plain Greek yogurt with cinnamon on it, and that's it. I'm good. And then leave it. Some people may not even be able to handle that. If your body is not ready for food, do not force it to eat. Wait till you're ready. That's a really important sign. And then we come up to around noontime. If you get in the habit of making this anywhere from noon to 2, your largest meal of the day, saying, hey, this is what I'm going to really nourish myself. That will give me my steam for the rest of the day, and I will have enough time to properly digest this meal. So you have that meal, and then you think in the evening, let's eat something lighter. If you're open and you eat any kind of fish or animal products, you can eat sushi, lighter meals, light soups and salads, cool soups and salads, simple grilled veggies or any other produce, meaning vegetables or meat, fish, anything that you know that your body needs. But again, keeping it light, increasing the quantity of green leafies and vegetables. And this can be a really simple thing to do. If you think down in Greece and the Cycladic Islands and all throughout Greece, the fare there is a lot of souvlaki, that's on kebabs. In addition, you have tomatoes and cucumber and lots of plethora of those, and then a light rice. So typical fare there is some kind of meat, fish, vegetable, and rice, oftentimes potatoes. Very simple diet. Know that in the summer, because you're hot, and if you add more spices and more complexity, that makes your digestion a little bit more intense. In addition, because of the heat, you might swell more, you might need to reduce the salt, and keep the diet simple. So if you have that bigger meal in the middle of the day, then have something lighter, like a big salad at night, or maybe just a simple bowl of rice. This will help. In Ayurveda, they would prefer you having something cooked in the evening. It's easier to digest at night because it's warm. But note on your own constitution, you might not be able to handle that. You might be really hot and want to have something cool, or you might prefer just having a juice. But the key is to really listen to the body and determine what will work best for you. So being that summer is governed by fire, and this is the yang, when our yang energy is at full throttle on the northern hemisphere or the southern, depending where you are and when it happens. And what can happen if we're out of balance is that this can affect our blood, And there can be some imbalances within the heart and mind, which can lead to many things. So what to look for is if you feel that you might have your heart in a little bit of disharmony, you might be going through an emotional time. You might not express your emotions. So part of the fun of food is that maybe you can encourage yourself to eat and picnic with others and engage with them so that you can open up that heart center and explore. That's why summer love is a lot of fun. There's a lot of passion and heat running around. So general symptoms of heart and mind imbalance are that the mind is scattered and confused, and excess or no laughter, a ruddy or very pale face, speech problems. This could be stuttering, excess verbiage, confused speech, depression, mental illness, loss of memory, poor circulation, weak spirit, and aversion to heat. And some of the spillover of maybe too much heat in the liver might also be coming into the heart too. So just evaluate where you are. As I mentioned earlier, I can tell the right channel of my body is wanting to move. There's some extra stagnation, it feels like, in my liver channel, but also the yang energy in my body is ready to really be nourished and be used properly. So you don't want to not think of it and take care of it. So what happens in common syndromes of the heart and mind, and this I'm referring to Paul Pitchford's book, is we get deficient in the yin. The blood isn't building properly or isn't stable, or there can be stagnation, hypertension. So this is why you'll see if someone has high blood pressure that they might be red, they might have fast and or thin pulse, hot palms, soles, and they might have a nervous demeanor about them. And other signs for deficient blood are pale tongue, face, nails, thin pulse, and sluggishness. So if you're feeling like something's going on, don't just self-diagnose yourself. These are just clues. I really encourage you to go see a Western or an Eastern doctor to get properly evaluated, do blood work up, and see what's going on. But if everything seems to be running normal, then when we did that check-in after the segment with Random Rab, you can start to see, gosh, do I feel fully energized or do I feel a little depleted? Do I need to think about eliminating certain things in my diet or adding certain things in my diet? So in his book, he points out that through numerous nutritional studies indicate that the heart and nervous system problems are related to calcium metabolism. So coffee, alcohol, tobacco, refined salt, sugar, refined flour, aluminum, pesticides, marijuana, and other intoxicants interfere with calcium absorption. Equally damaging is excessive protein in the diet. So cultures with high protein diets have elevated levels of heart disease and osteoporosis. So it's really important to think about, what am I doing to myself, and are there signs in my heart that I need to maybe adjust my diet a little bit? Again, if you have questions, feel free to email me. We can talk about what's going on. I can make recommendations for support, especially, making sure that you're getting a proper evaluation. You're not just self-diagnosing. And some overarching recommendations with food intake. So if you feel that your heart and your fire are needing some balancing this time of year, this is a perfect time to do that. What you may do, as mentioned, the cigarettes, the coffee, the alcohol, red meats, bring those back, especially if you're really high strung. You want to calm that mind down. That will help. Also, dairy, eggs, refined flours, these can also be contributors that can affect the heart. So calming and focusing the mind, I talk about clear heart, clear mind. And since this is a season of passion and fire, you have this opportunity to express yourself in a really fun, passionate way. So what I'd love for you to do is do a little bit deeper check-in. We're going to listen to another segment by Random Rab, and this is Want. And I want you just to really connect to what you want in your life as it relates to your physical, mental, and emotional body, and really welcoming in the awareness to have the power within you to listen to what foods you might need to support that, and knowing that that's a simple act that we can improve the quality of our life rather than grabbing, no offense to Frito-Lay, but Doritos, we might say, wow, it might be better to grab fresh fruit and nourish my body that way, or rather than filling up on fake foods or foods that are filled with a lot of preservatives, I'm going to eat some whole foods. Just these simple things in our diet can really shift our entire state of being, and we'll become a lot more present and alert to our surroundings. So just sit back, take some deep breaths in and out of that heart center, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about calming and focusing the mind so you can focus your yang energy effectively and effectively during these summer months.
Leaving.
as random Rab with want. And as we continue the dialogue about food and summer and cooling and how to quiet our mind and be mindful with our yang energy. So hopefully during that segment, you're able to reflect a little bit on what do you want? What is your body physically calling for, your mind calling for, your heart calling for? And are you listening? And if not, why not? So if we think about that, the season of heat means that we are potentially going to want to cool off, and how can you facilitate that internally and externally by being mindful with your resources? And that's not just your physical body resources, but the resources around you. Understanding that our fire, our power to move forward through space, is something that's precious, and our creation energy, our passion for moving forward with things and engaging with others is precious, precious, precious. And rather than sending it everywhere, you know, and being part of a culture where more is better, oftentimes, and perceived as better, there's a quality to really being mindful with your energy field and deciding where you want to place it. And as mentioned earlier, starting out with the food is a simple way that you can make an adjustment in your everyday life to support your entire well-being. So if you go to the grocery store or a local market, you'll notice some of those things I was mentioning. Lots of yummy fruits that are only in season in the winter or summer when we have these warm seasons. Doesn't mean that you need to be eating food from the southern hemisphere during winter. Really make a commitment to yourself to see if you can bring yourself into alignment to what's actually grown around you. And then and if nothing can grow around you, then aho for that we can ship food to you. So that's not what I mean, but if you live in a certain location where you can grow greens and vegetables and all these different things during the summer, eat those. And then in the winter, simplify the diet. There's a reason for that. So what you'll notice at the store are fruits, lots of yummy vegetables, all these different things that are in a plethora. And to be mindful with what you want to purchase and what you want to put into your body. As I mentioned, if that fire, that heart gets out of balance, what happens? Our mind is more than likely going crazy. So to nourish our inner dwelling with food can help calm us down. If you've noticed when you've done comfort eating or you've maybe binged a little on something just to make yourself feel better, this is what we do sometimes to calm down. So some foods that can help calm the mind are mushrooms, almost all forms, and this is available in so many different forms that you can put it in soups, cook them, add them to other vegetables, but the mushrooms provide an immune tonic and nurtures the heart, soothes the spirit, and calms the mind. So if you don't like mushrooms, what's nice is now there's a lot of mushroom extracts and powders that you could blend into a soup that you might not notice. And the nice thing about mushrooms, if you've ever had mushroom soup and you like it, is it provides this really substantial flavor and taste. And when you blend it in, most people aren't any the wiser. And it likes to be on a lot of vegetables. For instance, if you get some fresh asparagus, you could put those on the grill, lightly oil them, add some lemon, and then come in with a sautéed mushrooms that are done in a little sherry wine vinegar and maybe a little bit of onion, a little bit of garlic, blend it all together, and a little bit of butter. Sprinkle those on top, reduce them down and sprinkle those on top, and it's really yummy. And then you can come in with some seeds and nuts, chop those up, place them on top. This is a great light way to eat, and you could put that alone on a big fresh bed of lettuce or spinach and eat that as a meal, and you'll feel very, very satisfied. And again, to make sure that you're getting the protein, the green leafies will do that, and then in addition, blending nuts and seeds together will do that, and then you can follow up with maybe a piece of fruit. In addition to mushrooms, silicone foods, which are barley, oats, cucumber, celery, lettuce, celery and lettuce juice. Silicone foods improve calcium metabolism and strengthen the nerve and the heart tissue. So in the morning, sometimes I'll eat lettuce. It feels really good. Gets the digestive tract going, and it's cooling and cleansing to everything that's happening. Lettuce or celery juice is really amazing. I find that you don't get that much juice out of lettuce, so I tend to just like to eat it. We do need to chew and get all the fiber. Celery is very giving with the juice, and you can juice that, drink that with a little lime, and a few other things if you like, a green apple in there. Fruit that also calms the mind are mulberries. Lemon calms the mind, so a little warm water and lemon in the morning, or sun tea with lemon. You got to be careful with lemon and green tea, but you can, you know, indulge a little bit. Just be mindful that they counteract one another. In addition, the astringent nature of like mulberries and lemons, and there's additional berries in Chinese medicine, are used to treat anything from your bladder, nocturnal emissions, diarrhea, excessive sweating. So these are cooling foods. Jujube bee seeds. This is an herbal remedy to calm the spirit. They are thought to nourish the heart, similar to chia seeds, are also have a sedative action. So again, this is something cooling you can mix. Chia seeds are very available and are replenisher for the summer months. You can mix with water, coconut water, you can mix them in yogurt, lots of different ways. Spices in the season, it's not by accident. You'll see dill, basil, and these are very calming. You can put them in teas and foods. These mix really well in cold salads, great with fish, fun to eat. Just as they are, sprinkle them fresh on top of anything that you've prepared. And herbs on a regular dosage, chamomile, catnip, skullcap, and valerian is also helpful during this season and calms down the nerves, and especially if you're staying up late and you can't sleep. Now, if you can handle animal products, this can also be nourishing and grounding. If not, you're best to stay away from them. And this is a good time just to think about, gosh, what do I normally do? I remember what I like to have in the summer months, and you really can't go wrong. So remember, whatever's growing together likes to play together. You'll get a lot of green beans that are growing this time of year. You can have fun with those. You can steam them. You can make them into a salad. The nice thing about summer, if you don't want to heat things up, is let's say you do want your lunch to be your bigger meal and you work during the day, you could either prepare something and bring it with you, or patronize a local establishment and think about in the morning, maybe I'll just make some cool salads before I go to work. So when I come home, I don't have to think about it. I have a nice cool Asian noodle salad in the fridge with carrots and celery and nuts. And if you want to add any type of protein, whether it's from beans to animal products, that you have that ready for you and you don't have to think about it, and that makes it a lot easier too. In addition, that's the time of the day that's typically you're ready to be cooled off. So if you're heating up your house, the kitchen and the stove, that's just going to add to the aggravation. You might also be able to take this food out with you, out into nature, and go for a picnic, enjoy some nice music, especially in northern hemisphere in Europe and the North American continent from Canada to the United States. There's lots of outdoor markets and music, so great opportunity to eat in a cool environment on the earth. It'll help your digestion and is a lot of fun. So what we're going to do is we're going to take another little respite, and then we're going to close out our session with some summer little guidelines from Ayurveda from Banyan Botanicals, and I've linked the article below, but we'll just run through those. Again, if you tend to be a fiery person, summer might be hard on you. If you prefer being in cold weather, summer might be hard on you. So it's good to have the tools in your pocket to know, wow, I'm fiery. I'm not going to eat spicy foods in the summer because that's going to aggravate it. I'm going to make sure that I drink cooling liquids so I don't aggravate this. I'm not going to go run long distances in the summer. I'm going to do slow walks, water sports, all these different things. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. What I'd love for you to do right now is tap into your divinity. This is Elizaveta, God Only Knows. She has a new album coming out at the end of this month. And as you listen to her music, think about what you don't know, what you're not able to hear. Welcome in to hear it. Listen what you might need. Are you willing to give up the things that you've been holding on to just to make a subtle shift this season and see what happens? When we come back, we'll dive into a little bit of Ayurveda.
I never thought you'd mean so much to me. I never signed up for caring like this. Can I stay strong? Will it just make me weak? I can't protect you. You should.
You.
That was Elisaveta, God Only Knows. And so if you connect to the divine within you, are you ready to listen to what you might need to support this season and the seasons to come and the literal ecosystem that's around you and the seasons that you travel through as a human being? When we align ourselves with this flow, it can make life a lot easier, and it makes just natural, intuitive sense if you think about it. We are going to dive a little bit into Ayurveda. So Chinese medicine, as mentioned, the fire governs summer, which is the heart, and we look at the blood. And if you were connecting in the springtime, doing some cleansing to the liver, and that liver is really important because that's what purifies the blood and keeps building the blood. So it's important that we nourish each one of these. Now, say you're like, well, great, but my liver's still bugging me and I'm in summer. It's okay. You can still nourish those areas in your body that are weak, knowing that in certain seasons that this is an opportunity to address them collectively. Also, there are foods that are naturally growing during that time of year to support nourishing that organ. And imagine if you do this year round, you're in this nice flow. So liver to heart, you've cleared the liver, now the blood should be working well. But if you have some stagnation or deficiencies, then this is the time that you can address that and build that up. So in Ayurveda, they look at things a little bit different. We're still dealing with all the elements, and that's why I bring both of them to the table. There's more awareness around Ayurveda. I like to keep it simple. It's an intuitive process. If you do have some big imbalances, medical conditions, it's important to find a medical Ayurvedic doctor that can treat you properly with blood tests and potentially some supplements that can support that recovery. Again, self-diagnosis doesn't always work because you don't know what might be happening or what your body can tolerate or not. Same with Chinese medicine. It's important to understand what your body can tolerate or not. So it takes a team effort, but it can start with you by just simply listening. So the article I've connected you to below gives you some wonderful ideas how to keep your pitta imbalance. This is where the heat comes up, and this is where you can really understand what it means to be in harmony or not. And then if you naturally tend to have an imbalance in the pitta, the fire, then knowing that summer months might be a little bit more difficult for you. So it's important to be proactive and keep that balance there. So by navigating this proactively, you can really find some harmony. I'm just going to over-glancing because I don't need to recapitulate the entire article, but we'll just talk about the fruits to favor during the season. This is listed in the article, but just a little idea to roll over your head so you can start thinking about what's happening this time of year. So apples, avocados, berries, cherries, which we mentioned, coconut, cranberries, usually not till the winter, but you know, go for what's in season: grapes, limes, mangoes, melons, pears, pineapples, plums, pomegranates, again, usually not till a little bit of winter, prunes. All these things help bring pitta back into balance. Vegetables to favor are artichokes. Those are in season this summer. Asparagus, beet greens, those are in season, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, celery, chard, collard greens, cucumbers, green beans, kale, lettuce, orca, potatoes, watercress, and zucchini. Again, off all these that I just rattled off, it's important to think about what's in season and know that some of these are available in the fall and the winter, and that's okay. That's perfect, because if your pitta naturally gets out of balance and you have other foods that you can eat during those time of year. Grains to favor: barley, rice, basmati, and wheat. And barley, you can get barley tea, you can make sun tea, it's really yummy. This helps with your blood, this helps with the yin channel. Remembering, just because we're in the yang moment, what helps the heat? The water. If you're overexerting your heat, your water is going to get depleted, and then by the time you get to fall and winter, fall and winter, your yin channel might be depleted and need some care. Take care of both of them right now. The legumes to favor are adzuki, beans, black beans, garbanzos, you can make those hummus, mung beans, soybeans, and split pea. Oils to favor, coconut oil, olive oil, sunflower, all available in Mediterranean and tropical environments, not by accident, to help keep you cool. Spices to favor, basil, cardamom, cilantro, coriander, dill, fennel, lime, mint, parsley, all plentiful in the summer, some in the winter, very cooling and balancing. Meats, if you eat them, freshwater fish, poultry, white, and shrimp for pitta imbalance, for heat. So this isn't necessarily maybe the time of year you're eating big hearty steaks if you do eat any kind of beef. So those can help you. Sweeteners, you have all this great fruit, so you don't need that much of that, but you can also have maple syrup, unrefined cane sugar. The cane sugar is really good for the brain and the kidneys, very medicinal. So this is just a real quick fast track overview of what you can look at. You can more intensively read the article if you're inspired. Some simple things like, because if you overheat, you don't want to exercise in the middle of the day, save that for later. Again, the sun's more intense, so you don't get burned. You can wait till the later part of the day. In addition, the more yin exercises, so rather than doing long runs, this would be a beautiful time for you to take time to do restorative classes, cooling classes, meditation, all these different things. And this can help support our friends on the other side of the planet that are in that receptive space too. And they might need to do some more physical activity to keep that heat up. So think about, we're in a dance, and if we do our part, then they can do theirs. We are all together in this. So we're going to exit out with a little reminders. One, just check in with yourself. See where you're at, where you need to help yourself. Listen. When we listen to ourselves and are truly honest with ourselves, we'll know what we need. It's that simple. In addition, if you need an additional support or need someone to help you figure out what you need to do, what next steps are, especially if you have signs of something serious on the horizon or your body, mind, or spirit is really yelling out to you, please feel free to email me at suzannetoro@gmail.com. In addition, have fun. Go out to the farmers markets, go to the grocery store, talk to the people that are creating the produce. Eat fresh fruits and veggies this time of year as much as you can. This is the time of year within Ayurveda. They don't encourage a lot of raw. This is the time your body's warmer, so you can tolerate a lot more. Have fun with it. Listen, see what feels, sounds good, and it'll get easier and easier as you reconnect to simple foods. Now we're going to exit out, because typically people at this time of year like to go on vacations, a lot of times tropical vacations. We're going to exit out with a solo piece from a friend of mine named Apple D. App. He's with a band known as the Black Eyed Peas. This is from one of his solo pieces called Islands, and he is from the Philippines, so he's talking about his homeland. If you've been to a tropical place, you can easily see how the ecosystem supports the ease, the grace, and the nourishment that is there. Until next time, this is She signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a simple smile, and a namaste. Be simply. Land of survival. We live in under bridges.
Then we speak the same.